Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty back with my buddy Kelly Sander, who took care of the ship here for the last couple of days, and grateful to him for that. Welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, opening segment of our show today, sponsored by our wonderful friends right down the road at Movie Star Restaurant. Now, in case you don't know, Movie Star is closed right now. They closed July 1st through the 5th. They'll reopen on the 6th of July. And Kelly, even those wonderful women that cook those fabulous buffets every day, they need a little time off too.
And I think Mississippians are always sensitive to the fact that people need a little break. And why not take a little July 4th respite?
There you go. That's an annual thing at Movie Star. They'll be back open on the 6th of July, serving the best buffets you'll find anywhere in South Mississippi. They've been doing it for 25 years. Good reason. It's because the food is always fresh and delicious. All right, we're going to be talking to Tate Ryder a little later in the show. He's a delightful kid that played basketball here. Got him a nice coaching job in high school basketball. Former two-star athlete, I believe, at Oak Grove. See, you didn't know I knew all this, did you?
Boy, our crack research staff at
baseball,
it again.
Been working on it 2 days. Baseball and basketball.
Yeah, just a great athlete overall. I mean, no sport that he couldn't play.
Yeah, good kid. We'll be talking to Tate Ryder a little later. Going to bring Heath Hinton on for Big Old Nation to kick things off. A couple of things we want to talk about. Some kind of shocking news about the basketball, coaches' basketball meetings in the Sun Belt. But before we get to that, the transfer portal has closed, Heath Hinton. And once again, Southern Miss proves that they are as good as anybody in America and keeping their key players again another year where the Golden Eagles lose no one that was a significant starter or contributor to the team this past year. And that record of only losing one player since this mess started is intact.
Yeah, you know, maybe they've lost two. I can't remember. I think maybe there was a second one. I just can't remember who it was. But, yeah, they do an incredible job. I mean, this year, I think they kept everybody that were major contributors. And look, one thing about baseball at Southern Miss is they are competitive from a player compensation front and also the culture there. Kids just don't want to leave. And then kids want to come play there. They don't have a problem talking to kids and talking them into coming to Southern Miss. Once their name's in the portal and Southern Miss gets in touch with them, not a hard sell, and they did a fantastic job this year. I think they solid A in what they did in the portal and bringing transfers in, JUCO too, and I think they've done a wonderful job, and I think next year's turned out to looking to be a fun season for baseball.
Well, is it safe to say when you got three weekend starters that all been invited to a tryout for Team USA, you probably had to fend off suitors and did a great job of keeping those three kids in the camp?
Yeah, the SEC came calling, no question about it. And when you got three guys who, as you say, are playing Team USA right now, that's going to happen. And those guys wanted to stay home, and you had a Drew Harrison coming in, Pearl River, another starter that's got, you know, filthy stuff. And, man, you look at what could be your starting rotation and what could be your midweek next season. With the tough schedule that Southern Miss plays in the midweek, you know, Coach Oz is probably sitting there rubbing his hands together saying, can we get this season started real quick? I can't wait to work with these guys.
Kelly, you say it best. You say they just don't rebuild over there anymore. They just reload for the next season.
And the baseball program is in such good shape that if there was a player that they really, really felt they needed and they didn't have currently the resources to get him, because the baseball program has been so successful, there would be money donors in the Hattiesburg area that say, what do you need? How much do we need to get this guy? So it's the old chicken versus the egg thing. You know, if you're winning, money seems to come a lot easier. If you're losing, money doesn't come very easy, but the only way that you can get better is to get these players, mm-hmm. which costs money. So, yeah, the baseball is in a much better situation than a lot of the other sports.
There's one interesting player, and I don't want to say that McCarty English is not a contributor. He has been a contributor. He's just suffered through some injuries, and he's just had difficulty recovering from some of those arm injuries. A wonderful kid, I would add. He did enter the portal. He's just not getting much time on the field. And you said he got picked up by Arizona. So good for McCarty. And we hope, because he handled things in the right way, I'm sure. We hope he has great success out at Arizona, right, Hugh?
Yeah, I think obviously he has arm talent. There's no question about it. Or a school like Arizona that multiple College World Series trips wouldn't have picked him up. It's just that for whatever reason, he just couldn't throw strikes here, but the arm talent's there. Sometimes a new location and just a new start on things is what a kid needs, and you hope for him that's it, because you wish nothing but for the best. Great kid, great attitude, and you just thank him for what he had did at Southern Miss and wish him the best of luck.
And he's not going to have to deal with the humidity out in Arizona like he did
here. Kelly, I think this is an example of when the portal's a good thing.
Yes, which is what it was designed for.
Right.
You know, to give kids a chance to where teams that had a need could specifically go to that need and say, we're bringing you here with the said purpose of you playing for us.
Right, right. So with the kids they brought in from the portal and the guys returning, it just looks like another great season, Heath. You're right. It makes you, it kind of makes you wish baseball season was here.
And I got to tell you, I was greeting at church last Sunday, and here come, three strapping dudes into church, obviously athletes. And I said, athletes? They said, yes, sir. And I said, football, right? No, sir. I said, really? They said, baseball.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
And on top of everything, last minute they signed a closer, Luke Williams, who I watched some film on him, just nasty. Mid to upper 90s fastball, slider. Maybe the closer they were looking for, they signed. I mean, you just have to, if you're a Southern Miss fan, you just have to be excited. Baseball is a while away, but a lot of excitement leading up to that. It'd be fun a fall. Ball to watch these guys work.
And where did that kid come from, Heath?
Not mistaken, I believe it was East Central Community College.
Oh, okay. So good JUCO baseball, too, isn't there, Kelly? It's not just football.
Pearl River, Jones, East Central, Northwest, those have kind of been the teams that have been the bosses lately. Of course, Pearl River at the top of the heap. But don't ever shoot down the junior college experience if you're a player being recruited, because, man, go somewhere where you can play, because the only way that you're going to be seen is to play.
Right, and for a lot of kids, too, that's just a better social transition from high school to a junior college, don't you think?
Yeah, because your chances are you're pretty close to home, so there's going to be that homesickness, breaking ties from the folks, but still close enough to get home to do the laundry. But
it was a long time ago, but I remember back at home, so you have a pretty good time at a junior college too, Kelly. There were some even in Goodman, Mississippi, there were some hangouts.
Did you ever pay those parking tickets that just have been outstanding?
let's move on from that. There was that little problem with the Goodman Police Department, but I thought my dad had gotten all that worked out.
I bet not.
Heath, we're going to hold you over and talk a little bit about the basketball controversy that you tipped me off to earlier this morning. But as we head into the break, from 30,000 feet, is the basketball program the weakest of the three major sports in the Sun Belt?
Absolutely, and I don't think it's even close.
Yeah,
this thing.
I don't think it's even close.
This thing, and we're going to talk about it in the next break.
It's stunning.
It's like a Jerry Springer show. This thing,
yeah, it's really amazing, and I think it speaks to the frustration within the league about basketball. And I cannot wait for you to get down there next month, Kelly Sander.
This month now.
Yes, this month, because I know you're not going to be shy about asking Keith Gill about this fiasco.
Right? I don't imagine he's going to be real happy to answer it. But
you're going to ask
him. Of course.
All right, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. More with Heath Hinton, still to come, Tate Ryder on the Eagle Hour as well. Want to remind you about our wonderful friends at MCS Home Center, where you go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Kelly's got new peepers.
I do.
Don't tell me they brought you another free pair of new peepers.
Okay.
What is the deal with you?
No, I paid for these.
Come on, seriously.
And I did have to move up in magnification, too. So I guess
from the last period, yeah. That's not a good sign.
Yes, no, it's
that was only a couple months ago.
It's true, though. Yeah. First thing to go, right? The eyesight.
All right. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's available every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Eagle Hour for you. We'll be right back with Heath at Big Gold Nation. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
And looking for tires for your car or truck, maybe service work on your vehicle, only one place you need to remember, Eagle Tire West, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Matt Warren and his great staff sell Goodyear products and all major tire brands. They do tremendously good service work on cars or trucks, full service work, Goodyear tires, big Southern Miss supporters. And I think most important, family-owned and operated since 1985. Eagle Tire on Hardy Street, Eagle Tire West on Highway 98 West. Great friends of ours, and very happy to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. As we are Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program, the sedans and SUVs that you'll find at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership are beautiful. Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg, go by and ask Kevin to fix you up in a new Genesis and tell him the guys from Eagle Hour sent you. All right, go continue our conversation with Heath Hinton, still to come, Tate Ryder. All right, basketball, as we know in the Sun Belt, is a one-team, you know, league. The champion of the conference tournament gets in the NCAA. Rarely anybody else, if ever. So basketball has a lot of work to do. And, Heath, I'm going to let you take it from here. There was a – and you correct me now if I'm wrong, but there was a meeting scheduled of the basketball coaches in the Sun Belt here very recently. And the vast majority chose not to attend. Do I have that right?
Yeah. It's been a little while back, but the basketball coaches – I had a source tell me that the basketball coaches had a meeting in Destin, Florida. And out of the 14 schools, and look, we'd expect Texas State to go. They're leaving, and Louisiana Tech hadn't entered yet, so I wouldn't expect them to go. But so really, 3 out of 13, but 3 out of 14 coaches were the only ones that showed up. And supposedly the coaches are upset because they don't feel like that. My source told me that when he talked to coaches that they felt like that they're – ideas weren't being heard, and they felt like that they weren't being listened to. Supposedly, none of the coaches from the Sun Belt nor the MAC wanted to continue the Sun Belt MAC Challenge basketball, and they went on ahead and did this year. And three of the 13 showed up, and you know, when that happens, if you're the coaches, if you don't show up to the meetings and the Sun Belt goes ahead and goes along with the Sun Belt MAC Challenge, you really don't have much you can say about it at that point, because there's nothing that three coaches at a meeting are going to do for the whole conference. There's not a quorum of coaches there.
Well, we should point out Jay Ladner was one of the three that attended, correct?
Yes. what I was told is the three coaches that showed up were Marshall, Georgia Southern, and Southern Miss. So Jay Ladner was there. But it's just a bad look when the coaches don't show up. And look, you understand, it's a one-bid league. And coaches want to try to get that up. The only way to get that up is you're going to have to play tougher out-of-conference games. And you won't, but to do that, to win those games, you need more money. So you've got to play tougher road games to bring in the money for profit sharing to buy players. But while you're playing so many road games, it's hard to sell home tickets and season tickets because people aren't excited about a home slate against schools that bring nothing to the table, really. So it's a catch-22 for some Sun Belt schools. So they're trying. The coaches, I know the coaches are upset, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're in Sun Belt. You've got to schedule outside. You've got to schedule road games, and you've got to hope you can beat those guys, bring some more money in, get better players, and hopefully build it that way. Because right now, the way basketball is being done, it's really to help the supposedly power conferences. And it's a tough situation all the way around, but I don't know if no-show in the Sun Belt coaches meeting is the way to handle things, to be honest.
And if it went down exactly that way, one of my questions is also, where were the athletic directors in this? Because whether it's being a coach in the Sun Belt Conference Basketball League or if it's a little league coach locally, coaches answer to commissioners. Commissioners answer to, in this case, athletic directors. So although the coaches can vent and steam and scream and holler all they want, the decision makers are up the chain a little bit further. So I don't imagine that any of these athletic directors of the schools that were missing at this meeting can be too pleased that their coaches didn't go, although I don't know certainly the relationships that all of these other ADs have with their basketball coaches. But administratively, this is an athletic director problem to deal with the conference office, and not just for the coaches to throw a temper tantrum. You know, I don't want to minimize it, but I'm just saying you can scream and holler all you want, but coaches themselves are powerless. Goes to athletic directors and then the presidents. That's who the commissioner has to answer to.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I want to call it so much a temper tantrum. I think I want to call it they feel like they're at their last leg and this is what they felt like that they had to do to make a point. So I don't know if it's as much a temper tantrum as it they felt like they needed to make this move to make a point. Now, kudos to Jeremy McClain. His basketball coach was there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Some of these other schools have to, their ADs must have to address their coaches, and it's just a bad look all the way around. And it exposes, it's just not the Sun Belt, though. These are issues that are happening in every conference that are the non-power conference. These are the same situations they're going through. It took Miami of Ohio, they had to get 33-1 just to get a bid. And they were a low seed, and the MAC got two teams in. I don't think that the Sun Belt MAC challenge, you know, that was the difference, allowed them to get in, but they had to win 33 games just to make the tournament.
Yeah. Well, we can all agree that there are a lot of problems, but is there an answer, Kelly? I mean, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, part of the complaint, from what I understand from Heath's article about the MAC challenge, is that the second game of that challenge, whether it's at home or on the road, and you're focused on your conference games, the MAC teams on their conference, and of course the Sun Belt teams on theirs, you're jockeying for position to get into your own conference postseason tournament, and then you got to just out of the blue play this school from the MAC that potentially puts some of your star players at injury risk, although you wouldn't think one game would make that much of a difference. But look at how many times Southern Miss has played a preseason non-conference game to where, you know, two or three guys have gone down with injuries. So that's a legitimate complaint. But then do you then just get rid of those two games and play fewer games? How about shortening the season?
That would be a good start, wouldn't it?
If you're worried about injuries, yeah, shorten the season. Quit playing in October and start playing in late November.
They've been literally practicing in June.
Yes.
Yeah, cancel that second game and just allow schools to have maybe one more day off while they're getting ready for the conference tournament, in case they might have a nicked up or something like that, they can get a little more healthy, and then allow the schools to play a bye game on the road earlier instead of the MAC challenge, allow the schools to make more money so they can buy better players. It's just tough for all groups, for all of the non-Power 4 schools. The way things are set up now, it is tough for them to have depth. And that's the biggest question. It's a depth issue. Yeah, you get somebody hurt, and people think that may not be a big deal. When it comes to Sun Belt, Conference USA, MAC school, one player gets hurt, and that ruins their whole season.
Right, right.
How would Southern Miss have been last year if Tavares played the whole season? How many games would they have won?
No.
It's, I mean, it makes a huge difference. So I don't know if there's the right answer, but I don't know if no show in the meeting is the right answer, because I think everybody's heads needs to be in the meeting trying to figure it out. And I know some people, you know, felt like that they need to do this, but I don't know if no showing the coaches' meeting is the way to do it.
And Keith Gill, you know, the basketball teams, the basketball conference is kind of like the ugly daughter that the farmer could never get married off. I mean, it's been a problem for years, but it's not going away.
Right.
And whatever they try to do just doesn't seem to work. There's a clear marketing problem with Sun Belt basketball, because football, I mean, you just brought the coach in from Florida, who used to be at, you know, Louisiana. And so and Butch Jones came in from, you know, Cincinnati and all the Tennessee, the schools. So they don't have any problem getting big-name coaches or players necessarily in the football conference. The baseball conference by far the strongest. But, man, basketball has just languished. It's just they just can't seem to get it right.
All right, Heath, we appreciate your input. Appreciate that little tidbit of information. And, man, hope you have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Go read the story. It's at Big Old Nation. It's a fun read.
All right. Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Old Nation. Always appreciate his input into the program. Mo Babe and Yay Company. How about a dessert for the 4th of July? 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page, Mo Babe and Yay Company, Hattiesburg. I bet you don't know the sauce. It just got here in July.
Well, it's got to be strawberry. It's one of the summer flavors.
Got to be. And it's red.
And beignet is French, you know, and the French won again yesterday in the World Cup.
So, thank you for sharing that, Kelly.
Vive la France.
We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Hour on the air. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds and his staff will invite you there for the best adult sports training you'll find anywhere. Get you the best shape for whatever sport you enjoy there on Hardy Street. It is a state-of-the-art facility. Give them a call and just ask them what's available at DBAT. We think you'll be really happy with the results. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team, always fun, but you're always the most important player. You be sure you get an annual physical. Make sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Also, want to thank our good friends at MCS Home Center and, of course, Dickie's Barbecue. What am I trying to think here? Dickie's Barbecue, Kelly. That's where I'd go if I wanted to cater an event. What about you?
Well, it's July 4th coming up, too. You know, yeah. So that'd be the perfect place. And if you want to go the traditional baked beans, I mean, they've got all that, the coleslaw. But if you want to try some other things, they've got that, too. But you better hustle and get your order in.
I'll get it in now.
Yeah, big group or
now
small group.
For the 4th of July. Tate Ryder is a former basketball player for Jay Ladner and the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Two-star athlete at Oak Grove High School. And now continues to move up the coaching ladder, just named as the assistant head coach at Biloxi High School. Tate, congratulations and welcome back on the Eagle Hour, my man.
Man, man. Thank you, guys. Always good to hear from y'all. Me and Kelly go way back.
And you still come on the show. It's amazing.
I mean, he harassed me the other day. He kind of made me feel bad. So here I am.
Is that how he books people? He acts like everybody just wants to come on the show, but what you're telling me now is he harasses people onto the show.
I don't know if this is his way to get everyone. That's just kind of how he approached me about it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize on behalf of the Eagle.
So Tate, my first question is, did Biloxi have anybody else apply?
I didn't ask that. I would like to say others did, but if they didn't, I don't know. So, I don't want to know.
You were like Ed Orgeron. You're Ed Orgeron at LSU. You're going to pay me this much? Okay.
Exactly.
So you were at Pedal last year, and now and why this is a big deal, not only because you're so young. But if you're familiar with the high school sports in the state of Mississippi, one sport they really take seriously on the Gulf Coast, always have, going back to the great Burt Jenkins at Gulfport High School, is basketball. Basketball reigns supreme on the coast. So for somebody your age to get an assistant coaching position at Biloxi, that's big, Tate. Way to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So what is it about the coast that where basketball, where they just eat it up down there?
Man, from what I've seen, the difference here is, you know, around Petal, Oak Grove area, you kind of it leans heavy towards baseball, football. You kind of have kids that choose those sports over basketball. I think the culture here is just like, man, it's complete opposite. Like, kids are on the football field, they're wanting to come play basketball. And I think that's the main difference. You're having your better athletes that really want to play basketball. And, man, it's that want to that I've seen is the difference.
I think sometimes people get lost. What gets lost is the fact that your parents are educators. Your dad, you know, was a principal and a coach. So were you naturally designed then to follow in their footsteps and be a teacher/coach?
Man, so honestly, I was the grad assistant when I was done playing at Southern. So after that year, to be honest with you, I completely was like, all right, I'm done with basketball. I'm done with sports. I don't want to teach. So I went and honestly had a pretty good gig at Southern Tire Mart. So I worked there for a few months, just kind of in the training process to become a salesman. Realized quickly that you know, I missed it. I realized that really fast. And I then was like, Dad, Mom, like, I think I got to get back into it. And that's whenever Brandon Jennings, coach at Petal High School, he had his position open. And it was honestly, like, from God, sent straight from God. I was thinking, man, I want to get back into it. And he literally texted me, like, within the next few days saying he had a spot open.
So as you try to become better as a coach, give me two things that you really want to work on about yourself that will make you a better coach for these kids at Biloxi.
I think that just being – I've been at Biloxi here for a month or so, and I think it's realizing that maybe kids don't – I want to be able to simplify things a little more. I'm kind of obsessed with basketball. That's what my girlfriend tells me. That's what she says that she hears of basketball. On my phone while I'm watching videos, I'm kind of obsessed with it. So I got a lot of knowledge in my head, and it's kind of I want to dumb it down for them so that it's easier for them to, you know, understand what I'm saying. So that is the biggest thing that I've noticed within high school sports, just kind of articulate it better. So that's the first thing. And I think my second thing, just being young and new to it, I've realized quick that you have to set a standard. I want to set my standard and uphold the standard no matter what. And I think that's really important in creating a culture.
Tate, we've talked obviously a lot to the baseball coaches, and they all tell us that their first preference in picking a player is a kid that played multiple sports in high school. They're just better baseball players if they played more than one sport. Do you find the same thing is true in high school basketball?
Oh, I love it. Well, speaking just for my my past experiences, I played both, and there is nothing I would change about how I was brought up. I fully believe that baseball made me better at basketball, and basketball made me better at baseball. So, like, I fully agree with that. I think play them all, man.
And I know you were an outstanding baseball player at Oak Grove. What made you give up that sport, as popular as it is, to go the basketball route, Tate?
In my opinion, I think I got a little, I don't want to use the word burnt out, but it was kind of what I did. It was what I did growing up. I didn't play travel basketball much. All I did from, 8 years old to my senior year of high school was play baseball year round, and basketball was kind of just an afterthought. And what really made me decide basketball, I think, was in ninth grade. Coach Brumfield at Oak Grove, he pulled me up to the varsity team. So I think, and I didn't get pulled up in baseball, and a few of my classmates did, and I kind of maybe got a little discouraged there, and maybe thought, wow, I think basketball may be my future, and I actually ended up enjoying it a lot more too.
So Tate, playing for Coach Ladner, a lot of guys will say, well, a lot of what I do is like my college coach did, wow, Jay Ladner. So on the Biloxi team, will we be seeing a lot of Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Germans, and French guys?
If they want to come, we do not discriminate. The coach is a great place. We got the best facilities, best teachers. So anyone listening, you know, Biloxi's awesome.
He's not right, Tate. But you knew that before you came on the show, right? I mean, you understood that when you came on the show.
Oh, I knew exactly what I was getting into. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, because I'm the guy that actually asked the serious questions. Are there things, and I'm sure there are, you've learned from Jay Ladner, you are now applying to these kids that you're the coach of?
Yes. So I think what I really, really liked about Coach Ladner was the way he got to know the players. I think that's number one. Me being here my first few weeks or so, I kind of pulled everyone into my office and just individually kind of learned names. I think that's big. Quickly learn names, kind of learn what grade the kids are in, what their goals were. I think that's a big thing, and I really felt like Coach Ladner, he knew me as a person, and he knew all of us as a person. So I that's the main thing I took from Coach Ladner, is just, man, really get to know your guys and make them feel welcome.
Well, it shows that you care about them.
Yeah. All right. If you got anything else you want to put the kid on the spot about before we have this last minute runs up,
go ahead.
Worked him over since he got on the phone.
He's officially off the hook now.
Okay. Tate, again, I apologize to you on behalf of the Eagle Hour for him. But you again, you knew what to expect, didn't you, son?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Hey, congratulations to you. We think you're a great young man, and made a big, big contribution to Southern Miss Athletics, and we know you're going to do the same in your new job. Congratulations, Tate Ryder.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Happy 4th to you as well. Tate Ryder, everybody. You know, coaches like Jay just love seeing their kids like this succeed.
And the thing about a guy like Tate Ryder, too, is they'll always say, well, the guys that tend to make the best coaches are the guys that didn't necessarily get the most playing minutes, because mm-hmm. they're on the bench, they get to learn, you know, different things. And that's not a criticism in any way. I mean, it's just, you look at the numbers in any sport, the best coaches tend to be the guys that didn't get to play a lot. But you can see by his personality,
he'll do great.
Oh, man, he's just going to do great wherever he goes.
Are you going to follow in the step foots of your coach and bring in a lot of, what'd you say, Puerto Ricans, Germans?
Dominicans, Frenchmen, you know. Well, we've had a few of those, Bob, you know, on the Southern Miss team.
Hang on, the phone's ringing. I think it's Human Resources, Kelly. I think they may want to talk to you.
We are the world.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, got some old coins laying around the house. Maybe some old jewelry that you don't wear anymore. If it's ladies listening and Kelly gave you that gold jewelry years ago and you don't want anybody to know that, well, you can take it to Jewel Masters and Marty Vick's secret. Your secret will be Marty Vick's, Kelly. Well,
the secret that I won't, that Marty will need to keep is if I gave it to anybody, it's not real gold.
Oh, okay. Well, Marty will tell you that too, ladies, if you bring it down. I didn't really think about that, but that's almost an absolute certainty.
Gold is not supposed to make your wrist green, right?
No, it doesn't, Kelly. No, yeah. It doesn't. No, the fingers. Take the real gold and jewelry, gold and silver jewelry you have at your home to Marty at Jewel Masters, and you'll get the most money for it. And it'll be confidential and fast. And I just, again, I urge you all the time, don't be fooled by these people who never had any interest in doing that. And now all of a sudden their signs are flashing everywhere that they buy gold. Take your gold to Jewel Masters, the original gold and silver buyer of the Pine Belt. All right, Nellie. Kelly, news and notes, and this is a pretty interesting one.
Yeah, out of this Southern Miss, well, from baseball. Now, this was not released by Southern Miss, but we will tell you that Kendall Rogers, a writer, is reporting that Southern Miss Baseball is hiring former Mississippi State and Houston assistant Kyle Cheeseborough as its recruiting coordinator. Cheeseborough, C-H-E-E-S-E-B-R-O-U-G-H, Cheeseborough, as its recruiting coordinator. When we had, you know, Ladd Rhodes on the show a couple of weeks ago, he had talked about, wasn't really sure, you know, what his role was going to be, but it appears now that he will be elevated to hitting coach. And Coach Cheeseborough will take over recruiting. I had kind of gotten bits and pieces that I thought they were maybe leaning towards somebody outside the program, which is now, that would certainly fit the mold there with Cheeseborough, even though he's certainly familiar with recruiting Mississippi after being at Mississippi State. But that, again, being reported by Kendall Rogers, that Southern Miss is hiring former Mississippi State and Houston baseball assistant Kyle Cheeseborough as its new recruiting coordinator.
And Ladd Rhodes, I think, will still remain involved in recruiting as well because he was involved pretty heavily in recruiting with Travis Crew.
And actually, I think all the coaches, you know, kind of like where the football coaches will recruit certain areas, I think all the coaches have their finger in the pie there a little bit when it comes to recruiting because, I mean, talent is talent, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to recruit at Southern Miss now than it was 40 years ago.
I think so. And so baseball, for lack of a better term, has been put to bed for a little while. The staff is complete. The portal, you know, the portal confusion is over. The only thing left is the draft. And when does that happen?
That'll be the second week in July. So I think the 11th or 12th.
So eyes will be on Davis Gillespie to see just how high he is drafted and whether Davis elects to come back and continue playing here or take his shot at the pro baseball.
And one of the Booth kids from Oak Grove High School, right down the road here, is expected to be a top 10, if not top 6 pick. So we certainly have our fingers crossed for him, too, because that would be certainly life-changing.
You know a lot more about that than me, but I just have always found that like this breathtaking leap of faith that you think a kid out of high school can compete anytime soon with these studs that play Major League Baseball.
And here's the new trend, too, Bob. Once you get these kids, and I use McGonagall with the Tigers, as they drafted him out of high school, and they immediately signed him to like a 10-year contract so that you know you're going to have that guy for a long, long time. But when you sit there and look at the numbers, 10 years, $180 million, you're thinking, wow, that's certainly, for anybody, is life-changing money. But if you were only to sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal, and then he turns out the way you think he's going to turn out, the 180 is going to be a bargain. When down the road you'd have to sign him for,
so they're in a position to gamble that those large sums of money.
And gamble is a big word because if that person doesn't turn out,
you've lost $180 million.
A lot, and you're on the hook for it. You know.
But
so,
am I right about that? I mean, the leap of athleticism is like Mount Everest between a Major League Baseball player and a kid coming out of high school, and I don't care how good the kid coming out of high school was.
But I think that because of all the science and technology and training and diet, all the things that they've learned since you and I were playing those games, that they're a lot closer than they've ever been, high school players. Because physically, when you look at some of these high school players, Mm-hmm. You're going, they're just as big as some of these pros that have been
out. When I was playing athletics, nutrition was salt tablets if you felt sick, and McDonald's on the way home after practice.
Rub some dirt on it and get back in there.
That was pretty much nutrition. Shut up, Getty. Take the salt tablet and shut your mouth. That was the kind of coaching that I got a lot of.
Right, but I go back to that story at church last Sunday when there were some Southern, and these were incoming freshmen, those kids that I was telling you about at church.
Big kids.
Monsters. I mean, certainly polite. You know, great handshakes, all that kind of thing. But these are true freshmen coming in that are as big as a lot of college football players. Yeah. It's just amazing how the baseball athlete has morphed over the years.
All right, Kelly and I will be at Community Bank on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Gorgeous American flag hanging in front of the bank. We'll be inside because it's hot.
That actually was one of my former shirts.
I say, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of America at Community Bank, looking forward to that. And Kelly, I owe them a lot of money, so you be on your best behavior. They have the loan on my house.
So I have to?
You have to.
No Megadeth t-shirts?
Please not. Don't come down in any boxer shorts, and don't be making any rude comments.
Flip-flops?
Please not.
Okay.
They have the mortgage to my house in their hands.
Okay. All right.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.